With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Presented by Crop Metcalf, they're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up at 7:20 at 800-636-1067. But right now, John Keim joins us. He joins us every Monday at this time. Insider for the Washington football team from ESPN.com. Good morning, John.
What up, fellas?
JK, what's up? John. Help us understand. We've been arguing for an hour and 2 minutes about this. Help us help us understand. Why?
I can't.
You can't? Okay. You already know what I'm going to ask you.
It's got to be about the timeout.
Yep.
Yeah. What are you thinking? What are you thinking on?
I think it's weird, and I think I'd like to know a lot more behind the thinking, because it is hard to understand. And it's clear that, you know, Ron Rivera, I mean, he has said that anytime it comes up. He really doesn't like to be questioned about it. And I think, you know, the mindset has been, I'm going to make the best decisions, I think, for this team. So which is what he does. That's why he's paid to be the coach. I would like to know more, though, just to understand it, clearly he plays to win throughout that game, because, you know, you're going for it on a fourth down situation where it would have been easy to take the points, and you needed the points. It was a crucial time, and you go for it. And he did that in the Eagles game. And I think it's definitely reading the momentum of the game, et cetera. I do wonder, and he's brought up injuries with this, and part of me wonders how much he's looking at the fact that these guys didn't have a preseason, and this is kind of their preseason, and they knew they were going to take their lumps this year, that, you know, don't compound things. I don't know. That's the part that I'd like to know more.
I think that's what it is. He's seen the injuries.
Yeah.
But you make a good point about going for it on fourth and three.
No, if he thinks it's out of hand, at this point, he's like, you know what? The likelihood of us winning is unlikely. So he's just saying, I disagree with it 100%, but he's saying, look at the injuries around the league. The guys didn't have normal off seasons. They didn't have a preseason. Guys are getting hurt at an alarming rate. I'm going to feel really stupid if I lose another stud in the last 4 minutes of the game where it's, you know, the chances of us winning are like 1%. So,
and I think that's definitely plays into it. Yeah. I also wonder, though, if you have a different offense, a more, you know, and it's not just the quarterback, but a more, you know, an offense that you feel is capable of doing something in a 2 minute situation where you can get the ball, you know, where you can go get down there quick and score and then maybe execute an onside kick. I think maybe you look at it differently, too.
I think the other part of it is, though, the other, and I know you understand this, John, is that you never quit, and you never know. And Haskins needs reps, and there's, you know, you could say, oh, I could throw another pick. Well, who cares? He may go down there, and you can build on something.
Yeah, and that's as I said, that's the part that you'd like to know more to understand better the rationale, because it does. It does run counter to some of what he has been saying, but again, I mean, I do think it goes back to a lot of what we had said earlier.
I can't imagine, and I talked about this a little bit ago. I mean, I can't imagine all of the coaches are on board with that thinking. I just can't imagine it.
Well, you know, Chase Young can't be when he's on the sideline cheering like crazy, and Terry McLaurin and these guys want to come back and win. You know, they don't want to just quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you know. Listen, you know the players. I mean, these guys want to win. They want to give yourself the best chance, et cetera. But, you know, that's when you're the number one guy in the number one seat, you make whatever decision you feel is best. And I do think that it does go back to a lot of what we said. But yet, I don't know how it's communicated to the other coaches, to the players. So that's the only part. But this has been such an odd year. And I think, I've texted with coaches from other teams, and they'll jokingly text back, yeah, it's not bad for a second preseason game, meaning last week, So, there's just such a different mindset, I think, with the early start of this season.
Talking to John Keim, insider for the Washington football team on ESPN.com. All right, let's get to the quarterback, and let's talk about one particular trait, accuracy. What have you seen from Dwayne Haskins this year? Has there been any improvement? Because me as a fan, I know that you break down the film and you look at feet and all of that sort of thing. It doesn't seem like he's improved at all. He's highly inaccurate.
He's highly inaccurate. And there is it's funny. I was looking at some stats this morning on just like throws of 20 air yards or more. And he's like, I think he's 1 out of 11 this year, which is terrible, obviously. But then I look at some of the quarterbacks around him. It's like Joe Burrow is 1 out of 14, and there's a few other guys in that range who are Roethlisberger 3 out of 14. So there are some other guys around that range that you say okay. But then you look at some of the other accuracy numbers, and he's always down low. These other guys kind of bounce up and down, but he's always down low. And so, is there an improvement over the mechanics? It's hard to say because the numbers are what they are and you see what you see, And so I think it's hard to say there's a grand improvement. I think they knew it would definitely take some time with him to get that right. And I think the question is, can you get out of that? How much can you get out of that? And then you talk to different people and they have different opinions. Some people who are quarterback experts think that he can improve there. Others are just, I don't think they feel like he can get to that point where it can be consistent. So I think, I think that's, again, I go back to what Rivera says about, this is light. He's only had 10 starts. So, and I would say even in those 10 starts, he's a different quarterback than he was at the end of last year in terms of his knowledge, et cetera. But now you're playing in a different situation. Does that affect your mechanics? Should it? I don't know that it should. And there are sometimes where it feels like, sometimes maybe the rush is a certain way, and so you can't get your mechanics right because you've got to throw a certain way. And other times I don't think that's the case. And that's the stuff they have to correct. But the funny thing is, like on those interceptions, it didn't feel like it was about mechanics. That was about decision making, and trying to force somebody in. Those felt more like young mistakes than mechanical issues, definitely. And so I think that's something that you can get out of. And prior to yesterday, he had been pretty good at not throwing those picks. He hadn't thrown any, before yesterday. And I think his last game or two, he hadn't thrown any last year either. So those are more, you can get out of. But, yeah, I don't know. I would be concerned about those mechanics. And just wondering, where do you go with them? And is that a function of two of comfort level in the offense that you have time to get through your progressions rather than, rushing them? But sometimes it's not always the eyes and the feet. Sometimes it's the shoulder. Sometimes it's, follow through or whatever. So I think that's the stuff that it's going to take a little bit of work to correct, or at least to get it. I think the key is, I don't think he's ever going to be completely free from all that. I think the question is, what level can he get to with this, and how much more can he improve? Can he get it to at least be consistent? That's what, I think the rest of the season will be about.
John, what was on display yesterday was Haskins staring down receivers on at least two of the interceptions. How does Scott Turner help him with that? How does he help him get past that flaw at this point?
Right, and I think that's why I say I think those are more youthful mistakes. And I think what you do is you have to show in the films, like you can't – there was a play – and this – Baker Mayfield had one play early in that game where – similar situation, the third down and long, and he had a guy down the middle that he was looking at, and instead of throwing it, he tucks and tries to run. Now he gets sacked, but he doesn't turn the ball over. And I think those are the kind of things you show him, like, listen, instead of the first one to the tight end, Thomas, he has no chance at that ball. You have to make an absolute pinpoint, dead-ass accurate throw. And that's just it. The likelihood of that is really, really high for anybody. And that's when we just say, just, you know, look off, extend the play, and take a sack if you have to. It's okay. Rather, you know, punt and live for another down because, it's just better. I mean, that one they could have pinned Cleveland inside the 10 on a punt, and instead now you're, you know, down inside defending, you know, the ball at the 31 or whatever it was. So I think what you do is you just say it's okay to live for another down. Those are third down throws. Well, actually, the one was second and 15, but the other ones were third downs. Just it's okay if he's not there. I mean, shoot, the one to, that Malcolm Smith picked off, he does stare him down. Mm-hmm. And Malcolm Smith is occupied by another receiver, but because he just followed his eyes and he took him right to the ball. You know, that's one where it's like you've got to hold this longer. That's the coaching point, right? You hold this longer, and then you complete that pass because it's the guy was there. It wasn't a bad decision. It was just the execution of it. And so I think there are coaching points within those plays that I think can help him.
Well, first and second-year quarterbacks this week turn the ball over 13 times. So if you include Minshew on Thursday night, Murray and Jones – Herbert, all these guys, 13 turnovers. You're going to get that. All right, so I want to ask you about some injuries. Give us updates from what you know. Chase, Ioannidis, Inman.
Yeah, and I don't have much more than was given after the game, and they're very secretive about injuries this year. But with Young, it's the groin, and what we know is that at the end of the game, he had his upper right thigh taped and was walking around on the sidelines. Those are always tricky injuries because you just you don't know how. I mean, those you could be walking okay, but it's like, can you have explosive movement? We don't know. And you know, I don't have any more on the arm injury for Ioannidis or the hand for Inman. So that, you know, we'll find out more about those later this afternoon when Rivera talks to us.
One good thing, there were a few good things actually from the game, other than getting pissed off about the timeouts. Montez Sweat had a breakout day. That's what I've been
really
waiting
good.
For. Yeah, and I thought Jonathan Allen had one of his best days.
Allen was very good. That line is, I think, what if you want to take the takeaways from this one, is that line is really, really good. And as advertised, they lost two of their top linemen and still had an effective day. And it wasn't until late where, you know, I don't even want to say the line got worn down, because it wasn't like all those big runs late were because of the line getting shoved up ball. That's not the case. Yeah, that was not the case at all. And so, yeah, Allen had some terrific plays. Sweat, I think, is going to be really good. And when, you know, during training camp, you could see some things from him. And I think playing just that 4-3 end is just so much better for him than the 3-4 outside linebacker. Less thinking, doesn't have to drop, doesn't have to worry about drop, doesn't have to worry about this, that, or the other. Get on the line, you can get after the passer or set the edge. And he's done a really good job setting the edge. And so, yeah, I think that's an encouraging sign for them. Listen, they have a stud receiver, too, with Terry McLaurin. You know, there are some young guys that I think they can really build around. I think the big question, though, of course, is the quarterback. But they do have a lot of young talent that I think, you know, you can rightly look at and say they could be pretty good here. But is there enough? And at what point do others join that group? But, yeah, Sweat was really good. I agree with all that.
Appreciate the time, as always. That's John Keim, Inside
Thanks,
of
guys.
Four.
Thank you,
Washington John. Football team on Thanks. ESPN.com. All right, coming up next, we're going to open up the phone lines again. You can call us on the AAA Always On Call listener line. Who popped for you? Doesn't have to be good. It can be bad. But if you had to pick one thing, what popped for you yesterday watching the Washington football team fall to the Cleveland Browns 34-20? On the bright side, still atop the NFC East, because as Cake said earlier, the NFC East is horrible. Huh. Now, the Cowboys have lost a couple squeakers, and they clearly can put up some yards and points, but they're also 1-2. The Eagles have been dreadful. They did eke out a tie yesterday, and the Giants haven't won a game. But what popped for you yesterday watching the game? 800-636-1067. We'll give you our take and take your calls next on The Fan.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, opening up the AAA Always On Call listener lines, 800-636-1067. Wanted to focus on what popped. I'll lead off. It's Dwayne Haskins' inaccuracy, and we just talked about it with John Keim. I'll, in particular, focus in on that sequence, which was culminated by a touchdown pass to Dontrell Inman, but before that, it was a bad miss to Terry McLaurin, who was open in the end zone. And that's just what you've seen throughout his career, and it popped yesterday. He can't ever get a nice streak going passing the football. And I looked at the numbers. Justin Herbert, two starts in the NFL, he's completing 69.5% of his passes. Joe Burrow, three starts in the NFL, 64.5%. Some of the other bottom-tier quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, Daniel Jones completing 60.2% of his passes, Sam Darnold 61.5%. Dwayne Haskins is dead last, completing 56.4% of his passes. It's not good enough. And it's not just the deep balls, which John Keim talked about. It's the short balls. He's all over the place with his ball placement.
JP, you can't throw out Sam Darnold just because he's got a higher completion percentage. He was awful yesterday.
I agree.
Jones was awful.
I agree. But we're talking about the Washington football team and what popped.
Herbert's
got
Eckler.
It's that Haskins is inaccurate, and it happens every week. But in particular yesterday, it was maddening to me.
That is true, and he missed McLaurin. Should have had him. But at least he came back after that and threw the touchdown.
That's fine. If I was doing sports talk radio in New York, I probably would be calling for a new quarterback next year to replace Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold.
Yeah, and they probably will. But those guys have had more starts. You know, Herbert hasn't, obviously, but those other guys have. And Burrow's just better. I mean, he should have started Ohio State. He's just better. But those other guys are just bad. Look, it's just a learning curve with those guys. That's what popped to me is, yes, he was inaccurate, but he also had some nice throws. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, I see all these young quarterbacks struggling. First, second, and third year quarterbacks yesterday and Thursday all struggled for the most part, besides Josh Allen. But another guy who popped for me, fellas, I thought Gibson played pretty well. Now, he doesn't get the action in the passing game. I really want to see him catch, like, you know, 7-8 balls. I want to see him targeted a lot more than he is. He was only targeted 3 times.
Part of that is because they're doing the by committee bit, right? Yeah, you could see. And so he's missing 2/3 of the snaps because they'll have McKissick in or they'll have Barber out there.
I want to see him in there more.
Me too.
But he popped a little bit. Guy obviously scored his first touchdown. I thought that was nice.
What popped for me was Inman grabbing 2 in the end zone. I mean, this is a guy that hadn't scored since 2018 with the Colts. And, you know, he's always kind of been thought out of as a journeyman. And but look, find the end zone twice. I know touchdowns can kind of be fluky at times. I mean, he's got more touchdowns right now than Julio Jones.
Now he might be out for a month.
It's weird.
Yeah, but it showed that he's capable, that he can do it. So I thought that popped for me. I thought Isaiah Wright jumped out at me. Yeah. I mean, I don't know how people could not pay attention to that dude who just kind of just came from nowhere, and they were using him on reverses.
He averaged 6 yards a play, EB.
No, but you're like, who is this guy? You're like,
he was being featured.
He was being featured a little bit. And I just say,
no, but he didn't do anything. Six yards a play pops for you?
He did pop for me, yes. Montez Sweat, obviously. I talked to Keim about that. I mean, everybody could see that. And Jonathan Allen quietly had a huge day. He had 9 tackles. He had a sack. Yeah. I thought that was probably the best I've seen Jonathan Allen play. Really good. So,
Candy Golden got popped on the sideline.
That was a hit.
That was a nice run.
That was a nice 20-yard run.
It's a nice pickup.
Yep. All right, you want to bang out some of these calls? All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to line 5. Let's go to Darnell, Hampton Roads. Darnell, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, how y'all guys doing this morning?
Hey, Darnell.
Hey,
what's
man?
Up, dude?
All right. Hey, man, y'all guys kind of left me down the road there because y'all was talking about what I wanted to say earlier, but y'all moved on. But anyway, I'm going to say it anyway.
Go ahead.
I think Ron Rivera, he was dead wrong. I agree with you, EB. He should have played the game like he wanted to win. As far as Dwayne Haskins, he still got a lot to learn. He stared down the quarterback, which is something that I learned when I played high school college football. You don't do. They're going to follow your eyes, and they're going to go where your eyes and your head is turned to. And he should have known that he's in the big league now, so he should have never did anything like that. That's something that he was supposed to have been taught in college. But I think Ron Rivera, man, he, you know, we got a W for our mascot now. And that W for me, instead of being Washington, it's supposed to be for win. Now, if we're not going to try to win no games, we're going to change that W to an L, and we're going to call ourselves the losers or football team.
LFT.
I like it. Right. You can't put a W on there and wave the white flag.
The loser
football team. I hear what
you're saying. Yesterday, that's what they were, the loser football team.
Thank you, Darnell.
Think of all the merchandising possibilities. Yeah. Oh, it could sell so much.
I don't know how easy – look, guys get better and they progress, but I don't know how easy it is to kick certain habits. That's my question. Could Haskins ultimately become a guy who looks off receivers and becomes accurate? I guess it's possible, but a lot of times you are what you are.
I don't think he's ever going to be particularly accurate.
He wasn't inaccurate at Ohio State.
I told you that.
Okay, but Ohio State, and you know, I was talking to Logan Paulson about this yesterday. Ohio State's one of those programs where your athletes are so much better than everybody else that your numbers can be misleading. That's why a lot of quarterbacks out of Ohio State, they haven't thrived. If you just go through them from Terrell Pryor to JT Barrett, you can go down the list, Cardale Jones.
Yeah.
What have they been doing in the league?
I agree. And look, he threw a lot of short passes. He had a ton of yards on screen passes and short outs. I mean, he's got NFL receivers everywhere. But, I mean, he was still pretty accurate. I just think he's just learning. It's a tough position to play, and he's still not even reached a full season of games, of starts.
I think he's a streaky guy. He's going to be like a Cam Newton type. Although Cam has tightened up his accuracy. I didn't see his numbers from yesterday, but I think he's always going to be a streaky guy who you're going to have to ride the wave of momentum with him, which you can do if he limits his mistakes. But yesterday, clearly didn't. I think there's still tools, there are pieces there you can work with him, but you can't continue to have games like that. He won't last another 3 or 4 weeks. If he has 3 or 4 turnovers a week, you can't play him much beyond week 7 or 8.
And next, he faces a defense. Now, they play tonight against the Chiefs, and I'm assuming they're going to score more than the first two, but they limited the first two opponents to 6 and 16 points. Yeah. So it's going to be tough sledding against the Ravens.
Well, here's what he doesn't do, and this is again.
At least you get him on a short week, Cakes. Right. It's a short week.
Yeah. He doesn't right now. Dwayne Haskins doesn't elevate the players around him. Like the words that people use about Dwayne Haskins is he can become serviceable. Maybe he's going to be okay. He doesn't elevate the players.
No, he does not. No.
Not yet.
But you knew that when you drafted him. Nobody thought you were getting a world beater. You thought you were getting a guy who could hopefully be, you know, a good starter in the league. But nobody thought he was going to be elite when you drafted him. I don't think so.
He's got 13 games left to prove it in a losers football team uniform or Washington football team uniform.
Let's go to line 6. Let's go to Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey. I'm playing hurt today.
Because
too much adult beverages watching the losing team football.
Yeah.
football team.
Yeah.
Hey, you are so right, EB, and everybody but Cakes. Cakes is just being the devil's advocate today. That is such loser ball to the way they're leaving timeouts on the clock, on the board. Because, you know, Washington fans, we're so hungry for wins. And I don't think Riverboat Ron gets that we've been so deprived of wins, but we just want to fight and win the darn game and have a chance to win the darn game. You know, and as far as Haskins goes, he's looking at receivers like someone in high school does. I mean, those interceptions weren't just like throws that were tipped and intercepted. Mm-hmm. Those were right to the darn defender. I mean, yeah. He looks horrible.
Yeah.
But Mary Ellen, all young quarterbacks do that. They really do. They tend to stare down the receivers. They're not used to it. The game moves a little too fast for them. I mean, maybe not all, but the majority of young quarterbacks make that mistake.
And guess what? He needs more reps, and those reps are being wasted at the end of the game. And those are important reps because those are like two-minute drills, and he's not going to see those all the time. You know, I'm just, you know, saying what you guys are saying. And it's just so frustrating being a fan. I mean, I was so frustrated that I did some dialing last night, and I got Rodgers jersey, because that's a quarterback and that's a team like a, you know, that tries to win and wins. And I've never gotten anything but red.
I mean, you're comping Haskins to a Hall of Famer.
So hold on, what'd you do? You bought an Aaron Rodgers jersey yesterday?
Yes, I know, and I've never done that before. I've never bought another team in all my life.
Maybe you were a little bit tipsy.
Wow.
So what are you going to do? Are you going to watch Green Bay games and not Washington games?
No, I'll watch Washington games, but you know, the thing is that, you know, the way he's playing to not hurt players, when do players get hurt? They get hurt in the preseason. And you know,
well,
just by
hurt.
Not taking time out to
hurt in the regular season,
you don't get somebody hurt. It's just frustrating.
Yeah.
And I've had it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mary Ellen. Appreciate it.
Well, you got it. There's a lot more to have, by the way. This is week three. It's so early in the season. Well,
she went out and bought a freaking Aaron Rodgers.
Well, what's the point of playing now if Ron doesn't want everyone to get hurt?
Right. Yeah, by the way, 100% of players get hurt in the NFL. 100%.
Yes. Eric, that's true.
He earned his nickname for his high stake gambles.
I know.
For getting after it.
I know.
He's been
so
here two games and he's given up. He's Riverboat Ron. And he's pontoon boat Ron all of a sudden. He's lazy. Yeah. Wants to get out of there.
He's sailboat Ron.
Yeah, I know. It's awful. I mean, I know for a fact that we're all right and that he's actually wrong. He's just flat out wrong. I've never felt this comfortable second guessing a coach.
The catamaran.
Yeah.
He's on a pleasure cruise.
Yeah. He's 100% wrong. The guys on the team, I guarantee you, they're infuriated that they're waving a white flag with 5 minutes left.
I think coaches probably are,
no
too.
No one is wired that way.
You can't tell me Del Rio agrees with it. No way. I refuse to believe it.
No way. All right, let's go to line seven. Let's go to Mark Clinton. Mark, what's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I just want to say I believe that you guys are 100% wrong about Rivera. Listen. So here it is. So do any one of you guys think that Haskins is the answer? Some of the picks that he threw, I don't care how long he's been playing, you just don't make that throw. You just don't make that throw. The Washington football team is tied for first place. I think that what's going to happen in the next 2 to 3 weeks, I think it's going to be the end-all, say-all, be-all, or whatever the case may be, about Haskins. I just don't feel as though he's comfortable. Our wide receivers, they popped yesterday. You know, we had some – our running game, is our running backs are pretty decent. But I just think that Rivera sees that Haskins isn't ready, so he's trying to nurture him along. That's just what I believe.
There might be something that. There might be something to that.
He comped it to his time.
He basically admitted
He said Cam Newton, that we let him stay out there and take his lumps.
Yeah, but you got to take your shots. Part of taking lumps is taking your shots.
Look, I don't understand it. It's weird. It's bizarre. It's like somebody has body snatched Ron Rivera, and there's an imposter in his place.
The only thing I can think is that he just thought, well, I just don't want to further deplete his confidence. Yeah. But if he's that weak, then you got the wrong guy.
Speaking of taking shots, has Haskins thrown any bombs this year? Do they ever take shots really downfield?
Not really, because you got to get rid of the ball quick because the line's poop.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet.
Line wasn't bad yesterday.
Well, he's getting rid of the ball pretty quickly. He did a good job. I mean, they were just shotgun. They were just doing short passes, getting rid of the ball,
Take a shot every now and then.
I agree. I'd like to see it. Let's go to Donna, line one, Greenbelt. Donna.
Hi, good morning. I'm a cancer survivor, and I went through 6 months of chemotherapy.
Yeah.
And there's a phenomena called chemo brain, and it affects just about, if you're a human being and you're on chemo, it's going to affect your cognitive decision-making abilities. It's just a fact. You can look it up online. Mm-hmm. The chemo brain is definitely a real thing.
I'm going to Google that because a lot of people have pointed to that, and I refuse to agree with that. But you might be right. I mean, I haven't experienced that yet. So,
well, maybe
what would your suggestion be?
Here's another thing. Maybe this is another thing that I was talking to a buddy about. What if he just doesn't feel like towards end of games? Maybe he's just tired. Maybe you know.
But he's a fighter.
I understand that.
Going to just lay down.
Look, I'm just looking for other reasons. But maybe he's just like, you know what? Let's just get out of here. There might be something to that.
Well, if that's the case, then he has to hand over the reins to Del Rio.
Well, he might.
That's what I was going to say.
If he's too tired, I mean,
if he's tired or if he's in the fog of chemo brain. I don't know what Donna would suggest, but you need to do something differently.
Chemo brain is
kicks. The guy's battling cancer. You're killing him.
Common term used by cancer survivors to describe thinking and memory problems. Chemo brain can also be called chemo fog, a cancer-related cognitive impairment or cognitive dysfunction. I mean, I don't know. Fortunately, I haven't been through chemo yet. I'm sure I will be at some point. But that
My mother went through it. My mother would forget things when she was going through
chemo. Yeah, but he's not forgetting. He's just...
Well, I don't know if it's forgetfulness or if it's a fog or if it's decision-making, whatever it is. But it definitely affects your ability to think straightly anyway.
For sure, but I don't think that's what's going on here.
Who knows?
It's too convenient.
I just can't imagine that the entire coaching staff agrees with...
Oh, I know they don't.
Just not calling it. You can't leave three timeouts on the board.
No, I guarantee
you. You just can't do it.
Every single player doesn't like it.
Show me a team that did that yesterday other than Washington.
He's channeling Vic Fangio. He loves to do that out in Denver. He loves to just keep his timeouts in his pocket.
No, it's bad coaching. I'm sorry. It's bad coaching.
I don't think anybody disagrees with you except for Rick Snyder and a couple of callers.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, when it comes to complex IT integration, no one does it better than Software AG Government Solutions. Software AG's web methods is the world's most capable integration platform. The mandate for the government is clear: integration and modernization of IT. Learn why the most innovative government agencies turn to Software AG to tackle their toughest integration challenges. Complex IT simplified. Visit softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, Junkies, on a Football Monday. We're going to talk some Dwayne Haskins coming up at 8 o'clock as we get specific on how the young quarterback has been playing through the first 3 weeks of this season. Right now, though,
poorly?
As we do every morning at this time, we'll go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz. So I didn't stay up late for the game last night. We'll start with the Sunday night game.
I think Alvin Kamara is still rushing for touchdowns against me. God, it's so tough.
Oh, he must have put up some huge numbers.
Oh, mega numbers.
13 catches? Jeez.
He did, but I woke up to see what a lot of people were frustrated by. So Kamara did have a big game. So he only had 6 carries for 58 yards, but he caught 13 balls from Drew Brees for 139 yards and 2 touchdowns.
I mean, the 52-yard touchdown – some of the worst tackling I've ever seen in my life. I mean, a swing pass out into the flat, and somebody grabs him by the leg. He escapes. And then he runs through every Packer defender on the way to the end zone. It's absurd, actually.
He must have put up 35 to 40 points against you.
40-plus, yeah.
So what a lot of people were frustrated by – so, by the way, the Packers won 37-30. Drew Brees played well, had 3 touchdown passes. Aaron Rodgers, he's up to 9 touchdowns, no picks this year. He put up his numbers. All right, but what everybody seemed to be talking about was a decision late in the game where they had a 4th-and-1 and they gave the ball to Taysom Hill and not Alvin Kamara, and he fumbled.
Wow.
That's
just,
because
I just woke up to see everybody on social media saying, pull the plug on the Taysom Hill experiment already.
You know, they did a lot of that last year, and it worked. Just because he's so physical. So I think they're going to still go to him.
It's hard to quit something you love. And Peyton clearly loves him.
He loves
Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
So he just,
by the way, Jason, I went 3-7 this weekend with all my bets.
Brutal.
Just brutal. I for some reason, I bet against Drew Brees going over 275.5 yards. He had 288. Yeah. You know, he just kept throwing the ball forever. And I was like, Jesus, I thought it was a diminished – Drew Brees.
Not last night.
No, he just.
Well, he is. Let's be honest. He is diminished.
I mean, he's not throwing deep balls.
He's throwing the ball 5 to 10 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he's throwing to Kamara.
But he throws those silly.
Yeah.
And all he did was drop back a million times. So annoying.
3-7 is a poopy day.
But I did hit on Justin Herbert throwing for like over 275.
Don't get me started on that game. That was my fatty. So many opportunities to score points. I had 25 points at half. Only had to go over 43. 25 at half, and they scored, 9 in the second half?
Right.
If Eckler could have caught the hook and ladder, you would have hit it.
Oh, he would have scored.
Yep.
I thought about putting my mortgage on Antonio Gibson over 12.5 receiving yards. He had 11.
Yeah. No.
11.
Here's what everybody should put the mortgage on. Just bet against the stupid Jets every week.
Right.
Because they are so inept. They're so terrible. They're probably going to get beaten on Thursday night football when the Broncos fly east to play them.
God, that's going to be a terrible game.
They're so bad. Like, Sam Darnold, 2 pick sixes. I mean, they were never in that game.
Those are the two teams, and the Giants. I'll throw the Giants in there. Those three teams, Broncos, Jets, Giants, that are all in the running for Trevor.
Absolutely.
And you can't tell me that the Giants won't take him. You can't tell me the Jets won't take him. I'm sorry, they will.
All right, so working our way backwards. So you have the Packers getting to 3-0 with the Sunday Night Football win over the Saints. Saints, by the way, 1-2. A lot of people have them going deep in the playoffs, if not to the Super Bowl. Seahawks get to 3-0 as they beat the Cowboys 38-31. Russell Wilson, 14 touchdown passes on the year, his second straight 5-touchdown game in the win. Dak Prescott's putting up a ton of yards this year. but just not enough for the Cowboys, who fall to 1-2. Prescott threw for 472 yards, three touchdown passes. He was picked off twice in the game, but an absolute shootout.
I don't think anybody's ever thrown 14 touchdowns in three games.
No, it's a record.
It's unbelievable.
He's awesome. Don't I have Seattle winning at all? I am loving it.
Yeah, but they suffered a big injury. I don't know what the update is, Drabby. Carson's knee.
It's a good update. I think it's not to be a major injury.
Oh,
like
really?
Maybe a knee sprain. Well, that was a dirty play. What's up with that gator roll? The guy's clearly down.
He just kept rolling. Yeah.
Tristan Hill. And he also hit Russell Wilson in the head with his helmet.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just a dirty player.
He looked like he was seriously injured, but that's good news then.
Well,
what'd you think about my boy DK?
Oh, that play at the end.
Yeah, I was so bitter.
I was just hot dogging it. I mean, the guy's too good for that.
I know.
He doesn't need that.
Well, and he knows.
He knows he effed up. He'll never do that again.
Correct.
But he's
just and he came back later in the game and had a touchdown.
He's an absolute beast.
Going through some of the later games, the Lions beat the Cardinals 26-23.
Drabby,
Kyler
plus
threw
six
a couple
and a half.
Picks in that game.
Kyler had three picks.
Yes.
Almost a fourth.
I didn't see that.
He wasn't that great.
He's just staring down receivers.
He was.
Yeah.
He didn't run as much as he did. That cost me money, too.
They did a pretty good job of keeping him in the pocket.
And Galladay returns, too. That helps that Lions offense. He caught a touchdown.
Buccaneers get to 2-1. Tom Brady has three touchdown passes. By the way, I have Mike Evans on a fantasy team. It's great when you catch two touchdowns. But I think he had 2 yards.
Yeah, it's the weirdest line ever.
two catches, two yards, two touchdowns.
Yeah. Bizarre.
But yeah. Godwin got hurt in that game.
Yeah, so the Bucs improved to 2-1. Broncos 0-3, by the way. The Panthers get their first win. They beat the Chargers 21-16. So, Jason, you had cash on that one?
Yeah, I had the over 43.5. That was my fatty pick on Friday. And they have 25 points at half. They're just rolling. Now, there's a couple opportunities to score touchdowns and they kick field goals. But second half, they were just dead. 12 points scored in the second half.
Getting to the earlier games, the Bears came back 20 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Falcons as Nick Foles took over from Mitch Trubisky, who threw an interception. Foles threw an interception but also had three touchdown passes. The Falcons, that's two straight weeks where they just – defied the odds and blew it.
You know what? Dan Quinn is throwing his hat in the ring with Adam Gase to get fired first.
Yeah.
I mean, if you keep blowing leads like that.
I mean, they're outscored 20-0 in the fourth. How do you continue to lose games like that? They were up huge in the Dallas game, up huge yesterday, and they lose both games. They're averaging 30 points offensively a game, and they're losing. They're 0-3.
The Bills came back to beat the Rams after a controversial pass interference call at the end of the game.
It was a terrible call.
Clearly, Russell Wilson is the favorite to win the MVP. He's running away with it right now. But Josh Allen's going to work his way into the discussion if he keeps playing like he is. I think he's got 10 touchdown passes, just one pick on the year. He had four more touchdown passes yesterday, and, of course, the Bills are undefeated. And he's thrown for a ton of yards already.
Well, he's also rushing for touchdowns.
Correct. He's got two rushing scores as well.
I think he's squarely in the mix for that MVP. Wilson's your leader, but Allen's got to be in the top three or four.
Titans beat the Vikings.
And by the way, that was a horrible, horrible call on the pass interference on fourth and nine. Game's over. I don't know how you – it wasn't a blatant pass interference. There was contact, but I don't think that ball was going to be completed anyway.
Titans beat the Vikings 31-30, so they improved to 3-0. Vikings off to an 0-3 start.
Yuck. Kirk Cousins played well, though. I mean, I think he had three touchdowns, and he found a new weapon in Justin Jefferson, the rookie, who went for like $176 and caught a touchdown.
Yeah, but he threw two picks.
Yeah. He's making $30 million. He's not great. He's good. He's not great.
He played well in the first half, and then he turned into the Nubs Kirk.
He turned into Kirk Cousins. Yeah.
Cakes, your Raiders lost to the Patriots yesterday. The Patriots just mauled them on the ground. The Patriots ran for 250 yards yesterday. Sony Michel with the $117. Rex Burkhead ran for 49 yards, had two scores running the football, so caught one. Of course, Cam always gets some. He only ran for 27 yards, but they just ran all over the Las Vegas Raiders
yesterday. And Belichick did what he does. He took away their top weapon in Darren Waller, who was basically a ghost in this game. after, what do you have, 12 catches in his last game? He did nothing against the Patriots.
And just two more scores to give you. The Niners thrashed the Giants 36-9 with Nick Mullins under center. The Bengals-Eagles game was a tie. And then I didn't mention the Steelers get to 3-0 as they beat the Texans 28-21.
Deshaun Watson did what Deshaun Watson usually does, and that's nothing in big spots. He had a really good first half, and he did absolutely nothing in the second half.
Oh, and then I guess I should mention the Colts beat up on the Jets 36-7. So that's our look around the league. All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into Dwayne Haskins in particular. Obviously, he threw three interceptions and looked bad. What is your assessment, and what do you want to see moving forward for the Washington football team with their starting quarterback, Dwayne Haskins? Your call's next at 800-636-1067.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.